SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Geography Awareness Week to focus on health, and later a Parent Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA.
The JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2017 competitions in Jamaica Visual Arts, Creative Writing and Culinary Arts, Miss Jamaica Festival Queen, Jamaica Gospel and Children's Gospel Song, Festival Song, World Reggae Dance Championship, and Festival of the Performing Arts, Speech, Drama, Dance, Music, Traditional Folk Forms. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms.
Geography Awareness Week will be observed from November 9 to 18, and the focus will be on how geospatial technology can be used to promote good health. The week's activities, coordinated by the National Spatial Data Management Division and the Land Information Council of Jamaica, will be observed under the theme Geospatial Technologies, Advancing Public Health Services. Manager of the Geographical Information Systems GIS in Schools Education Program, Jermaine Ramiki, says the week's activities seek to generate interest in the endless uses of GIS technology.
We found that over the years, different diseases, we were seeing them more and more prevalent in Jamaica, such as chickpeas, chickpea, dengue. There have been a general rise in these diseases. So what we want to do is look at how we can use GIS or geospatial technologies to assist in reducing the transmission of these diseases.
The week's activities will include a GIS Business Executive Forum on November 9, the fourth GIS Technical Seminar at the University of the West Indies, UEMONA, on November 10, and a church service on November 13. The highlight of the week will be the 14th Annual National GIS Day, observed on November 16, featuring an exposition at the UE Assembly Hall.
And then we invite the schools now to come and be a part, so they can look, they can see what's going on, and they can also see different avenues available to them after they graduate. You know, they're not limited to just being a doctor or a lawyer. They can now try to be a GIS consultant. And we have a number of competitions that goes on throughout GIS Day to keep the kids active.
The final event will be the GIS Careers and IT Exhibition, to be held at the Convent of Mercy Academy Alpha on November 18. Partners for the GIS Week include the National Health Fund, Jamaica National Building Society, Business Access TV, Dolphin Cove, and the National Environment and Planning Agency.
Vision 2030 is Jamaica's plan to make our island the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.com. gov.jm to learn more.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
Now it's time to take tips on being a good parent. Make warm memories. Your children will probably not remember everything you say to them, but they will certainly recall memories, family rituals like outings, bedtime stories, and games night, so spend time together. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, Church Women United in Jamaica will host a health fair in celebration of World Community Day on the grounds of the Shortwood United Church, 48 Shortwood Road in Kingston, on Saturday, November 5, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Checkups are free to all. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I am Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.